University of Minnesota College Republicans mural vandalized for fourth straight year. By Tom Sikata on September 30, 2019. Republican students at the University of Minnesota were not shocked to find their pro-Trump mural vandalized last week. It's the fourth year in a row they've suffered vandalism. According to a local news report, leftist activists have vandalized a mural created by the University of Minnesota College Republicans for the fourth year in a row. According to the report, the mural featured the words "Keep America Great" and an illustration of a brick wall, meant to symbolize the proposed southern border wall. Each brick of the wall has text on it that describes President Trump's accomplishments. Last week, the mural vandalized with the words "White Supremacy Kills." The panel was painted on Friday morning, depicting a brick wall which read "Donald Trump," the wall below the words "Keep America Great." The mural also appeared to depict the 9/11 terrorist attack next to a quote from Representative Ilhan Omar, Democrat Minnesota, about the attack. On Friday evening, the mural was vandalized with the word "border" crossed out next to the words "White Supremacy Kills." The University of Minnesota College Republicans tried to avoid vandalism this year by painting a second mural on which leftist activists were invited to express themselves. "Please vandalize this panel and not our other panel," the second mural read. Unfortunately, the second mural did not prevent the vandalism of their primary mural. Some students at the University of Minnesota think that the mural represents a white male perspective. Sophomore Maddie Miller told reporters that she is frustrated by the close-mindedness of her Republican peers. "It's just looking at it from a white male perspective that is benefiting from all of this stuff," Miller said in a short comment. "It's just really frustrating to see how close-minded it is, especially considering this is a country we stole from Native peoples violently." Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on the campus free speech crisis.